Today is the last Sunday of Ordinary Time, the 34th Sunday of Ordinary Time. It's also called the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. They wanted to make it longer, but they couldn't find any more words to. So we culminate, we end the liturgical year, which has been throughout the year a reflection on the Paschal mystery. The mystery of the dying and rising of Christ, the mystery of the dying and rising in our lives and in the life of the universe, that this pattern of death and resurrection, it just is part of everything because God created it all, and this is who God is, and so it all kind of reflects God in some way or another. And so we bring that to a close by saying that Christ, who came as a humble servant, dying a horrible death on the cross, the death of a common criminal, of a slave who took the last place. And it's precisely in that that he is absolutely Lord of the universe. Because this is what lordship is, this is what kingship really is. And so a kind of a key to this is that gospel passage where Jesus is talking to Pilate and they're talking past each other. Pilate, he sees the world through the lens of political power. And so he keeps wanting Jesus to say, are you a king or not? Because that's the only kind of language that Pilate understands. And political power has to do with conquering. It has to do with guarding and protecting and maintaining with force. You know, this is the world that Pilate lives in. And this is the lens through which he observes the world. It's the only way he can understand it. We all have our narrative, you know, our way of understanding the world. And Jesus, who is God, has a completely different understanding of the world. Because as God, he has always been and always will be. As it said in that second reading, the Lord says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and who was and who is to come. And it's all at the same time, because infinity knows no time. And Pilate, in his short little life, is so fearful of his status, of his position, of his power. Jesus, the powerless one, because he has all power, subjects himself to the authority of this pittance of a man. Well, this is the story of salvation. Jesus, he says in that gospel passage, you say I'm a king, but this is why I was born. This is why I came into the world. To testify to the truth, to witness to what really is, not the imagined way that you see it, Pilate, but the way it really is in God's image, created by God and eventually returning to God, that we are part of an enormous, unbelievably lengthy reality. And as small as we may be, Christ came into the world to testify to you and me and to die on the cross for you and me. That the God of the universe, who created it all and whose vastness we can't even hardly imagine, loves each and every one of us intimately and gave his life for us intimately so that we would be invited into a divine way of looking at things, to look at the world, to look at reality through the lenses that Jesus looked at them, divine lenses. It's like putting on a different set of glasses, divine. And so if you look at things with timelessness, if you look at things as if it's all a dying and rising pattern, and as Jesus says so often, the more you give, the more you get back. The only way to gain your life is to lose your life. If you want to be first, you must have to be last. This is true. This is reality. This is the truth. Pilate's vision is just false. It's just wrong. But the Pilates of our day, the Pilates of any age, they're always here. It's the world. And the world is looking at reality through a particular kind of lens. And we share that lens. Despite the fact that we were years ago baptized into Christ, into his death and resurrection, and into the reality that he shows, that he testifies to, despite that, we're still affected by original sin. You know, we said goodbye on the other side of that font. We said goodbye to the world, to the world's way of looking at things. And yet the next day, here we are again, you know, because conversion is ongoing. It has to be re-looked at every day because the temptations of the world are always there. It never goes away. What could be our hope that we could ever conquer this? Because we're sinners, because we're frail and weak, because we know that we can only do this through grace. What is our hope? And I think our hope is in the one who is and who was and who is to come. Today we celebrate Christ reigning in heaven, where we will reign with him, because he has made us a kingdom of his own, priests to serve our God and Father. That despite our weakness and despite the power and the influence of the world around us, our hope is that the kingdom of God is breaking into our world. And the kingdom of God, and the word kingdom is not so much a place as a way of reigning. More accurately translated, it's the reign of God. It's how God reigns. Not the way a Pilate would reign. Not the way a Caesar would reign. But the way God reigns. And God reigns with justice and peace and love and truth. Our hope is that that future lies waiting for us, but it's also breaking back into our present and pushing us into it now, offering us that other set of glasses, offering us that divine way of being.